Welcome back to the Simple Success Podcast 2. We've simplified your systems, we've mastered your time, and we've learned the power of no. But today, we address the engine that keeps the lights on, sales. Most people hear the word sales and they think of a shark in a suit. They think of manipulation. In the Simple Success world, we don't close people, we open doors. Today, I am giving you the 50,000-foot view of how to sell $5,000, $10,000, or even $50,000 services using nothing but a simple conversation and a legal pad. This is the invisible close. Before you open your mouth in a sales meeting, you must understand the gap. Every human being is currently at point A. Point A is where they are now. It's full of stress, inefficiency, or untapped potential. They want to be at point B. Point B is the dream: more time, more money, more peace. The space between A and B is the gap. Your product or service is not the hero of the story. The gap is the hero. If you can describe a client's problem better than they can describe it themselves, they will automatically assume you have the solution. Think like a heart surgeon. A surgeon doesn't walk into the room and say, "Hey, I have a really great deal on heart surgery today. It's 20% off if you sign by Friday." No. They walk in, they look at the x-rays, they ask deep, uncomfortable questions, and they diagnose the problem. In this segment, we're going to break down the four diagnostic questions you must ask in every single sales call. What is the specific challenge that brought you here today? What have you tried in the past that didn't work? What happens if you don't solve this in the next 6 months? On a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to fixing this right now? Now, let's get into the actual words. I'm going to give you a word-for-word transcript of a $10,000 sales call. I want you to pay attention to how much the prospect talks versus how much the seller talks. In a simple success sale, the prospect should be talking 70% of the time. Before we dive in, let me tell you how this call usually goes. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions to see if I can actually help you. If I can, I'll tell you exactly how. If I can't, I'll try to point you to someone who can. Does that sound fair? You mentioned you're struggling with lead generation. Tell me more about that. How much is a lead worth to you? Okay, and if we fix that, what does your life look like on a Friday afternoon? Based on what you told me, you don't need a new website. You need a lead capture system. Here is what I suggest we do. Let's talk about the moment everyone dreads, the objection. In the Simple Success Podcast 2, we don't argue with objections. We investigate them. When they say it's too expensive, they are actually saying, "I don't trust the ROI yet." The script, "I understand. Is it a matter of the total price, or is it a matter of cash flow? Because if we solve problem A, this investment pays for itself in 2 months. Do you agree with that math?" Thinking is a form of procrastination. The script, "I appreciate that." Usually, when people need to think about it, it's because they're either not sure I'm the right guy, or they aren't sure the timing is right. Which one is it for you? Let's look at the numbers. To hit a $100,000 per year income, you can sell a $100 product to 1,000 people. Very hard, high marketing cost. You can sell a $10,000 service to 10 people. Very simple, low marketing cost. Which one sounds more like simple success? We are going to spend the next 20 minutes talking about premium positioning. Why being the expensive option actually makes you more trustworthy in the eyes of high-value clients. The fortune is in the follow-up, but we don't check in or touch base. Those are low-value activities. We provide continued value. If a lead doesn't buy, send them an article 3 days later that solves a small problem for them. Send a video testimonial from a client who had the exact same fear they had. The 9, word email. Are you still interested in fixing the specific problem? We've covered thousands of words of strategy today. But strategy without execution is just a daydream. Your challenge: take your current offer, double the price, present it to your next lead. See what happens. Most of the time, the only person stopping you from making more money is the person you see in the mirror. Thank you for listening to Episode 6. In Episode 7, we're going to talk about the simple team. How to hire your first assistant for $15 an hour so you can make $500 an hour.